Welcome everyone to Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. And you know, my sponsor is H7. I've got a market area director of H7. She's a big wig with H7. Kind of kidding, but kind of not. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me today.
Well, we had a nice talk before, but what's your background? And you told me you went to graduate school. What's your background? Yeah.
Actually, I worked in corporate human resources for over 25 years, which, you know, you're nodding your head as to how much pain that can cause a person. Honestly, got really burnt out. Today's workplace is nothing like what I remember it was. I really loved the first part of my career, steep learning curve, love working with people. And then, boy, somewhere along the lines, you know, the train just left the tracks, honestly. Things got, you know, got kind of messy and not fun. And, you know, decided I wanted to do something on my own and be my own boss. If I was going to work hard, I was going to work hard for myself.
What did you go to graduate school for?
Industrial labor relations, which is kind of human resources. You either go into human resources corporate or you go into kind of like union organizing, the labor side of it.
Okay, that was a mouthful. So I'm glad you gave me what that's all about. I'm like, what did she just do? Well, that's fantastic. Anybody, I say they went to grad school, kudos to you, because I know it's a lot of time, a lot of reading, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah, it is. But I honestly, I kind of led myself down that path because my undergrad was in psychology. There's not a lot of long-term careers with just an undergrad in psychology. You've got to get a graduate degree of some type. And the choice was really something more practical, like what I did, or something more, say, theoretical, clinical, like, you know, a PhD in psychology. And that really just was never, that was never going to be me.
You're so smart.
I don't look good in white lab coats, so it wasn't good.
That's important. That's very important. Well, you're so smart. You must have gone to Harvard or Yale.
Actually, Cornell, but thanks.
Did you really go to Cornell?
I did, yes.
Ivy League school. I almost nailed it. That's awesome. Well, this is starting out with a bang. What I'd like to know is HR to Schooley Mitchell and a franchise owner. That's a big change.
Why? Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Well, you know, I was looking to do something different. And, you know, when you're out looking for jobs, your resume is all over these resume databases. Mm-hmm. And a franchise consultant found my resume and called me and said, hey, would you ever consider owning your own business? And I said, well, I would consider it. I never say no to conversations of any type unless I'm 100% sure I'm not interested. So I had a conversation with a wonderful man named Sean Gern. Shout out to Sean. You know, we talked a lot about what I was interested in, what I'd done, you know, for my career, but also what were my interests outside of work? What was something I could get passionate about? And I really honestly was looking for something where I could take the experience I had working with people in business and how can I use that in a different way? And then kind of honestly, what really is full circle for me is, you know, in my role in human resources, I unfortunately many times was the person who had to go tell somebody they were getting laid off or fired. So, you know, you have a corporate line to give. I'm sorry, Steve, your position's been eliminated. We did not make our fourth quarter goals for revenue. And, you know, there's just nothing we can do about it. I'm going to tell you the majority of time that's not actually true. And a lot of times I felt like there was so much more a company could have done to try to save people, and it didn't. You know, people, it's easy because people and their cost of their benefits are by far the most expensive line in the books. Nobody's denying that. A person, their benefits, their time off, all of that is the most expensive part of a business. But there's a lot of other expenses out there, I think, that get ignored because people say, well, that's not the biggest line. So the easy thing to do when times are tough is lay people off, just lay people off. And when I really came across Schooley Mitchell, I thought, you know, this is kind of the universe coming full circle for me. And if I could ever, ever have a company help them save money to the point where maybe they didn't have to lay somebody off, or maybe they could offer better benefits to their employees or something like that, that would really be full circle. And that's kind of, I kind of fell in love with the Schooley Mitchell model in a way.
So you said earlier you laid off people saying you didn't hit your fourth quarter goal, and that wasn't the case. They just used it as a story.
Well, somewhat. I mean, I guess it's not an outright lie, but to me, there was so much more nuance to it than that. And again, I never felt like I never felt like there were many organizations. There may have been a couple, but there weren't a lot of organizations, even that my friends worked in, where, you know, you got behind closed doors and you said, let's cut this and we could do that. Let's tighten our belt here and let's do everything we can to try to save this, right this ship. I think, unfortunately, and I'm not a CFO, and I know that that's a difficult position to be in, but it just seems like, boy, that's the easy way out sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and that's a well said, so well said, Robin. You can see why I have you on the show, audience. She definitely is a servant because she cares about the people, which is what a servant does. So that leads to Schooley Mitchell. Tell us about that. And what, I'm sure you looked at a bunch of franchises. What drew you to Schooley Mitchell?
Yeah, I did. I looked at a bunch of them. Well, I had a few criteria, basic criteria. One was I didn't want any brick and mortar because I didn't want that financial pressure over my head. And I didn't really want employees to start off. I really just wanted to get my feet on the ground first. But it really was the model. You know, we're a completely contingent model. So when we go into organizations to help them save money, if we don't find savings, they don't owe us anything. The analysis we do is essentially for free. The only way we get paid is if we find savings that the client wants to implement. Then they split that with us 50-50 on the back end. So, you know, in my mind, working with small, medium, or even large companies, being able to say, we can help you and it won't cost you anything to roll the dice with me and take a risk. I really like that model. I did some HR consulting many, many moons ago. And, you know, everyone sits in the room and gets really excited about what you're going to do. We're going to do this and it's going to be great. And da, da, da. You haven't proven anything to that client. You don't even really know what the end result's going to look like. But now you extend your hand out across the table and say, and I need my retainer. And I love the fact I don't have to do that. I never have to ask for a retainer.
That's awesome because it gives people the fear of, or, hey, sorry, I don't have the money to cost me anything. So they can walk through your door, go through all the journey. It's not a fit. It's not a fit. You can't do anything. Hey, you know anybody else? You know, thank you. If you need us in the future, get back to us.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, franchisees have the ability to decide when to invoice. And there's three different points. I and many other franchisees have chose the point of using actual savings. So if I was working with your business and we implemented a cost reduction change, I wouldn't actually invoice you until 90 days after that change became effective. So you already have 90 days of savings and you're giving me half. So you are never reaching in your own pocket for any money.
That's
me.
Powerful. That's, yeah. You must have a million clients. Just kidding. I know. Too good to be true. Fuck comes into this play. We won't go there. It's like, yeah, come on, Robin. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, now, you talk about services. I would love to know the audience. I know some of it. Yeah. Give us an idea what these services are that you can help with.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the big hitters, credit card processing, which is huge for any business that takes credit cards. It's confusing. It's expensive. We work with that. We also work with waste. So waste for us is a category that includes anything that you pay to get rid of. So it could be food waste, medical waste, sharps, regular waste, compost, shredding, you name it. We work in that space. We also work telecom. So anything, anything from traditional fax line up through VoIP, web hosting, internet services, shipping. From small package, under 150 pound shipping to less than a truckload, so more like six pallets, so kind of that middle area of shipping. We also recently, back in November, just announced we were getting into uniforms and linens, so that opens up a lot more industries for us, as well as what we calling facility supplies. So that can be medical supplies, office supplies. Could be the coffee, water, floor mats type of thing as well. And then we have some other smaller, more specialized areas like e-signature is an area a lot of professional services use. We help with that. ELDs, electronic logging devices, fuel, and then compressed gases in some areas like your propane tanks and things like that.
Right.
So a lot of different areas. And the great part is, you know, it's kind of expanding right before our eyes. Like, you know, I tell people, think of commodity type of things, not very specialized commodity type of services or products. That's our sweet spot. That's where we really can do a lot of good.
Now, you don't have products or services. You contract out with
Yes.
Like, let's use telecom.
Yeah.
So you look at my bill and go, hey, you're using, I won't say companies, XYZ company, but I think ZYD company can save you some money. You guys will look at it, come up with savings, and come to me and go, Steve, we just saved you 10%. Let's just use that number per se.
Yeah, absolutely. Think of it this way. We basically, when you sign up with us, we basically become your representative for that service. So our experts in telecom look at your bills and invoices. And the first thing we do is talk to you about what you have and what you're paying for and what you need. And honestly, that's shockingly where a lot of business owners get caught off guard. You know, I'll say to them, what are you paying for? They don't really know. And how much does it cost you? They sort of have an idea. What do you really need? Now they don't really know. Because, I mean, think about the world of telecom and how fast it changes. I mean, to be able to basically, again, you bring us on board, we become now your expert. We know more about telecom than you do. Just a statement of fact, not a judgment. And we'll guide you to the right solution. We might say, Steve, yeah, that's actually not this. I could save you money, but that's not the system you want. What you really need is this. Let's implement that instead. And so that's the expertise that you get along with the cost savings.
It's a cherry on the cake. The cake is great because you're going to save me 20% a year. Could be thousands. But on top of that, cherry is giving me the right equipment, the right service for my needs, not 10 other companies that are around there.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Well, you guys definitely are servants because that's important. And there's no fees for me to bring you on. You're in Chandler in Arizona, I know, but there's no fees to bring you on. I just say, hey, can you help me? You help me in telecom, that's great. But the other things you can't, that's what you mean by hired, that you'll just keep an eye on it, things are, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And actually that's the other part of it is that we actually, after we implement with you, so we bring you this great new system that fits your needs better and it saves you money. We then actually for the next 36 months or so, the length of our service agreement, we're monitoring your invoices. So you never have to worry about, I got overcharged or they added this on. I don't know what this is. What's this fee? We are monitoring those invoices for you on your behalf. So again, once we become your representative, we kind of stay your representative through that period of time.
So what's interesting to me is with these services, you're just doing like a buffet, a concierge. And if I want to change my payment down the road in these 36 months, I come to you first. Hey, you know what? Our processor seems to be processing, charging us more. Can you take a look at it? So you're ongoing helping these people.
Oh, absolutely. That we look for additional services. We also look for situations where, because a lot can change in 3 years, someone's growing. I need to open a new location. Great. You can hire us on an hourly basis to take all the services that we already just negotiated for you and plop them and create them in a new location. So again, think of us as kind of your representative. What do you need now? Oh, I'm expanding my workforce.
Right.
I need more of these cell phones with the same kind of deal. Great, we can help you with that.
How many times have you heard from your clients, oh, the sales guy said we needed that?
More than that, I hear my sales guy says I'm getting the best deal possible.
Oh, okay. All right. You led me the right way there because I've heard people say from Schooley Mitchell, yeah, they told me I needed this telecom. It was perfect. But obviously it wasn't.
Yeah. And those areas are hard. You know, I have a little, was at a business conference doing an educational seminar and I was talking about telecom and I stopped and I just said, hold on. All right. Raise your hand if you understand your personal cell phone bill, because I have one cell phone and I can't understand my bill. And people just started laughing. And I said, now think of that on a higher level of complexity. Now you're looking through 10, 20, 30 cell phone bills. And what are all these charges? And do we still even need that cell phone? Maybe we need this instead. And it's very complex. It's more complex than a business owner has the time or knowledge to deal with.
This is pretty powerful. I'm pretty fired up for you. You're doing some cool things here. So let's do a shout out, how they can get a hold of you. Because I know people are listening going, I got a business. I want to save money. How can they find you, Robin?
The best way is, you can go on the Schooley Mitchell website, actually, and there's a locations menu item. You can find me, Arizona. I'm right at the top. You can email me, robin.bowles@schooleymitchell.com. You can also hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm also on LinkedIn as well.
I'm going to do something crazy. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to do this. Audience, the first two people that reach out to Robin, I will send them you a gift. When you reach out, mention the show. Yep, I'll send them a gift. I love what you're doing. And sometimes you have to entice people to reach out to you. And you'll do a discovery call, right? Well, you do a discovery anyways. Yeah, they can call you, set it up, and you'll walk through everything they have. Okay, so the first people that do that, whether they buy or not from you, doesn't matter. First two people reach out, I'm going to send you a gift. It's kind of a cool gift. So let's see who does it. And if you're not the first two, reach out to her, robin.bowles@schoolingmitchell.com. Schoolingmitchell.com. Because, see, I work with a lot of business owners part-time in my business, and money savings is so big now with COVID. People are fearful. Yeah. You're more important than ever.
Yeah, there is. And there's a lot of things that, again, I feel for these business owners because they're having trouble hiring staff, most businesses. So they're wearing five different hats and they don't have time to be monitoring invoices or figuring out if they have the right telecom. Or they're literally just trying to get through the next day. And I really feel for them. And I've met just so many, and this journey so far, I have met so many amazing people that, like myself, left corporate America, and they are out there hustling their dream. And I just love meeting those people. And I always think, man, if there's any way I can help them reach that dream, you know, what a fulfilling thing for me to be able to do. I'm pretty lucky in that way.
Yeah. And you just, an idea came to my head. So you really are saving money in another way. I am a medium-sized company. I got 50 employees, let's say. I want to go out and hire an IT consultant or an IT department in my business. I don't really have to do that if I hire Schooley Mitchell, right? Hire you.
Well, we can help with a telecom. Was working for IT. Now, where I can help them more locally is just being well-networked with other B2B organizations. I mean, sometimes I'll run across people, and just happened yesterday, I can't necessarily help this woman with her business right now, but it just in chatting with her, she says, I need a graphic designer. I go, hey, I know some people. If you don't know anyone, I'll hook you up with some people I know. That is the beauty of networking. And honestly, that's the beauty of something like H7 is that I love that I could give that to her. It made me feel good that I could give a resource to her. I'm not making a dime on it, but it made me feel good.
And that's what A Servant's Heart is. And H7 is a sponsor of this show specifically because of that, because we teach at H7 Network. If you're not part of it, reach out to me and I'll get you involved. Is the servant's heart giving up your time or your resources for somebody? And I tell people it's not a scoreboard.
Yeah.
Robin's not going to come to me and go, hey, I gave you two, give me two. No, the universe changes. That's more powerful than any referral you will get. So I'll leave it there because it's about Robin today. Robin, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think the difference is between serving and selling?
Oh, I think selling feels very reciprocal for me. You're going to give me something back. Serving is, I'm just going to do something good for you, and I don't really care if I get anything back. And honestly, depending on the person I'm dealing with, I feel equally good with either one. Because again, I'm with you. You know, it's there's not a scoreboard. But I always say the most positive, you know, just keep putting positive energy out into the universe and it comes back to you. It may not come back to you in the same way, and it's not going to come back to you on your timeline, but it's going to come back to you. It you know, Schooley Mitchell can be, when you get started, because it's a referral business. I mean, I'm not selling widgets, so I'm not out there on billboards with, you know, hey, call Robin. It takes a while to get your feet under you, and you are networking like crazy and meeting all kinds of people. And that can be really hard because revenue doesn't start coming in right away. As I said, I wait 90 days after you're implemented. So that could be even 3 more months down the road. So you really have to believe to be successful. I think you really have to believe in that mindset of, I'm just going to keep meeting people. I'm just going to keep farming, and I'm just going to keep doing positive things for the universe, and it'll all come back to me eventually.
Amen. God, so well said. Real quick, H7, what's your two or three sentences on H7 Network?
Wow. What a discovery for me. And it was so weird. You know, those things that happen, you're like, you look up and you're like, gift from God, landed in my lap. You know, found out about Clay from somebody else in a different networking group and talked to him on the phone. And I think we both have a bit of a smart ass take on life. So we hit it off right away. And, you know, here in the Phoenix area, and Phoenix is growing like crazy. big companies, small companies, suppliers, the whole ecosystem of business out here is just, it's huge. And there's a lot of people trying to do networking. And I think in B2B, I've seen, and I've been part of a couple of things where it's just a few people that know each other. They get together for coffee every week at Starbucks and they call themselves a B2B network. That's not a B2B network. That's just people who are going to go to Starbucks until they get sick of each other. And then they're not going to talk anymore. So the idea, you know, when I saw H7, I said, well, hold on a second, what they're doing is different. And I think I like it. And wow, do I think there's an appetite for it here. I just got really jazzed up. I was excited. You know, the connect, serve, and ask, that totally makes sense. That's kind of how I've always done it. The greatest compliment that someone has given me in the past 6 months was, wow, you're not like a salesperson at all. And I was like, I know, because it really is to me more about it. And it's hard when you're not getting a paycheck. You know, you can get hyped up and you go into these meetings and it's very easy to slip into that sales mode and say, like, I got to get some money. It's really hard to resist that when you're not getting a steady paycheck from your corporate America job anymore. But really knowing that it's more me enjoying meeting people, it just turns into being more about that person and the relationship. And you just find the craziest synergies with people, like you and I just had with football and our home team quarterbacks. Yeah. That kind of thing happens to me all the time. I met a woman at a networking group and said, I went to school in upstate New York. She said, well, so did my husband. He went to blah, blah, blah school. I won't say the name, although I guess I probably could, right?
Sure.
Okay. He went to Letchworth High School. I go, holy cow, my dad went to Letchworth. It was a rival high school of mine. How crazy is that? Now, that would be one thing if it was a big high school. My graduating class, I think, was less than 90 people. Yeah. So you're talking about what are the chances in the world I meet someone? And even worse, more crazy than that, her husband worked with my brother at a summer job.
Unbelievable.
You just meet people when you kind of put this whole relationship thing first. I just meet people that I have connections with that are just, you know, you just hear Disney's It's a Small World in your head almost every day. And I just love that. I love making those connections with people. Now her husband and I, whenever we're out, you know, we're always talking about the Buffalo Bills and whatever. And that's just really cool.
And building relationships is so huge. And that's what H7 does. And I could listen to you for another hour. Unfortunately, we want to keep this short because I'm going to have you back. Lock that in because you're awesome. And I love your passion and energy for people. And for Schooley Mitchell and for businesses. So I appreciate you so much. God bless you. Can you do me one favor?
Sure can.
Can you give my audience a piece of advice that's got you through to where you are today to help them?
Yeah, I think it's what I just said. You know, when the chips are down and you're struggling, and I think every entrepreneur goes through the, did I make a mistake? Every single entrepreneur goes through it. And people told me I was going to do that. When you're thinking that, again, you just have to keep pushing through and doing the right things and putting out positive vibes in the world, and it will come back around. You just have to be patient with it. And as long as you keep hustling and you keep farming, I mean, I'm getting calls now from people that I had discussions with 4 and 6 months ago that I never thought would turn into anything. But you have to just keep farming and you have to keep putting that positive vibe out into the world. It will come back around. It's just not going to be on your timeline.